Multiple times a day, every month, for approximately 30 years, half the world's population needs sanitary pads and tampons. They are not cheap, and some women and girls have serious challenges when they can't afford them. This past Friday, Scotland decided to offer free sanitary napkins to students, reportedly the first country to do so. One of the activists behind this move is Victoria Heaney. She's a member of Women for Independence, a grassroots group in Scotland. I asked her about her research on period poverty that caught the Scottish government's attention last year.
The special thing about the research is that it's groundbreaking. It's never been done before. So we decided to do a little bit of digging, ask some questions. And before we knew it, we had the biggest evidence-based research that the Western world has seen in regard to this topic. So it's been pretty phenomenal.
And what did the research show? I mean, like, how bad is the problem for girls who menstruate during the school year?
Well, we had found that a lot of people who couldn't afford period products had decided to, you know, not attend school. We also found as well that sometimes the problem wasn't actually about money. Sometimes the problem actually came in the shame of asking someone as well. So that depended on how your relationship with your family was and how comfortable you are as a woman talking about your body and talking about having a visible period in public too. And the one thing the research pointed to was that after women having trouble accessing products because they couldn't afford them, the biggest and most common insight experience was stigma and shame. And this was women feeling ashamed, feeling dirty, feeling unhygienic, and not actually feeling like they can access everything in society when they're on their period due to just the stigma that goes hand in hand with it.
So walk us through, Victoria, what this will look like at schools, colleges and universities. Like, how will students have access to these products when they get their period?
Well, what it's going to look like, the research has indicated that over 22% of the people that took part in the survey have actually missed school, they've missed work, they've missed appointments. So hopefully this provision is now going to start enabling students, but without the stigma or the shame of having to ask someone. So these will be dispensed, they'll be freely available, and you won't have to, you know, feel like you're in the 70s and asking the nurse for a tampon or for a pad when you come on.
You know, I got to say, when I first heard about this story, I was kind of surprised that it was happening in Scotland, fairly wealthy country. I mean, I covered an almost identical story in a slum in Nairobi, Kenya. Girls who could not afford sanitary pads and tampons ended up missing school, sometimes actually having to drop out because of something as banal as their period. Personally for you, what was your own awareness of this problem in Scotland? And were you surprised to hear how consequential things can be for schoolgirls during menstruation?
What we've all found is that there's a dangerous myth that access to period products only affects certain countries or, you know, certain demographics or, you know, countries with a certain economic type of output too. But I think what we've seen is then that most Western countries are experiencing austerity. They're experiencing, you know, cutbacks when it comes to social provision too. So there's this myth that these situations don't happen on our doorstep, but they're actually happening to the women down the street as well.
So in Scotland, what work still needs to be done?
Well, there's always work that we've done as well. But I think right now, we need to celebrate, you know, our success of this fact. We need to celebrate that our country has become a world leader. And we also need to celebrate the fact that we have people in every pocket of society who are listening to these organisations, they're listening to campaigners. But I think pushing forward, there's lots more we need to do in terms of education. Biological education, it has to match up with how a woman sees her place in the world and how society views and treats women too. So I think we've still got a lot of normalisation to do when it comes to how we talk about periods, how we act around them, and how we talk to boys and men about them too. We all need to be educated on the same level about this.
Victoria Heaney is a member of the Scottish grassroots group Women for Independence. Her research helped lead to Scotland's decision to battle period poverty in schools by offering free sanitary products to students.